Chapter 3. No Spring. The only ones who were pleased about the giant sign were Snow and Frost.
"Spring has forgotten this garden," they cried. "So we will live here all year round."
Snow covered up the grass with her great white cloak. Frost painted all the trees silver. Then they invited North Wind to stay with them. And he came. He played in the garden all day.
"This is a delightful spot," he said. "We must ask Hail to come for a visit."
So Hail came. Every day for 3 hours, he hit the roof of the castle until he broke most of the slates. Then he ran around and around the garden as fast as he could go. He was dressed in gray, and his breath was like ice.
"I cannot understand why the spring is so late in coming," said the selfish giant.
As he sat at the window and looked out at his cold white garden, he said,
"I hope there will be a change in the weather."
But spring never came, nor did summer. Autumn gave golden fruit to every garden, but to the giant's garden she gave none.
"He is too selfish," she said.
So it was always winter there. North Wind, Hail, Frost, and Snow danced about through the trees, day in, day out.